Psalm 77 is a prayer of lament, a prayer of complaint. It was a time of trouble for the psalm writer, a time of sleeplessness and a lack of shalom, peace. After expressing the trouble, the poet remembers the past works of God. The poet remembers the joy and the shalom of days gone by. The poet remembers receiving compassion and comfort and forgiveness from God in the past. As the poet delights in the past, these delights find their way into the present time of trouble. Remembering is important. Holy Week is just a couple weeks away. On Maundy Thursday of that week, we celebrate and remember the Lord's Supper when Jesus first gave us Holy Communion. The service ends with the stripping of the altar, the removing of all of the altar clothing. The sanctuary will be bare. This is symbolic of the humiliation of Christ on the cross and the emptiness that he experienced on Good Friday. It's our tradition to sing Psalm 22 during the stripping of the altar. It's an intense and sometimes very graphic psalm of suffering and humiliation. The first words of Psalm 22 are, my God, why have you forsaken me? I hold to the idea that when Jesus said that, he was inviting those around the cross who were with him to pray Psalm 22 with him, the whole psalm, to pray it with him and for him. More than likely, he would have been physically unable to speak the whole psalm. Though Psalm 22 is way more intense and graphic about suffering, the structure is similar to Psalm 77 that we have tonight. Both psalms begin with trouble. Both begin with sleeplessness. This is followed by a change of tone, remembering that God is holy and God has done great things. Both psalms move back and forth from lament to remembering the deeds of God, back to lament and remembering the deeds of God. 32 years ago, I wrote a rendition of Psalm 22, where the music reflects the many changes in the tone. And we'll be singing that with the choir again this year during the stripping of the altar on Maundy Thursday. I wrote the lament parts, the complaint parts, the hard parts, the graphic parts in a minor key. And musically, that means it's a somber tone. The remembering and the parts of delight, I switched to a major key. And musically, it's brighter in tone. And as painful as Psalm 22 is, as graphic and violent, it gets very violent as it is, the psalm ends majestically remembering God's salvation. We always move from lament to rejoicing and delighting in God. We always move from lament and suffering into God's salvation. This is the message of Psalm 77 tonight. It begins with trouble, weariness, sleeplessness, a lack of shalom, a minor sad key. And all of a sudden, the poet delights in the joys and the freedom that the work of God brings to us. With the poet, we delight in God's forgiveness, in God's compassion, in God's comfort, in shalom. We delight in God's love. Near the end of Psalm 77, the psalm writer remembers the Red Sea, that time when God parted the waters so that the Israelites could escape from slavery in Egypt through the Red Sea. The poet of Psalm 77 wrote this, speaking to God. Didn't make it in my psalm rendition, but I love this verse. Your path, O God, led through the sea. You walked through the mighty waters, but your footprints were not seen. Your footprints were not seen. How real is that? Very often, most often, I don't know, maybe always, there's no physical evidence that it's God who has done something in our lives. In real life, there's no footprints to prove that this was the work of God. It's a matter of faith. And faith puts joy and shalom and well-being into our souls. God doesn't leave footprints in the physical world. Forensic scientists can't find physical evidence of God's work. But in faith, God's Spirit leaves divine footprints, even handprints and fingerprints all over our souls. And in this, our souls delight. I have a favorite poem about the Red Sea by an author about 100 years ago. Her name is Annie Johnson Flint. This is the first time I've shared this poem at St. John's. Let me assure you, it won't be the last. It's called A Red Sea Place. Have you come to the Red Sea place in your life where, in spite of all that you can do, there's no way out? There's no way back. There's no other way but through. Then wait on the Lord with a trust serene till the night of your fear is gone. He will send the wind. He will heap the floods. And then he says to your soul, go on. And his hand will lead you clear through. Ere the watery walls roll down, no foe can reach you, no wave can touch, no mightiest sea can drown. The tossing billows may rear their crests, their foam at your feet may break, but over their bed you shall walk dry shod in the path that your Lord will make. In the morning watch beneath the lifted cloud, you shall see but the Lord alone. When he leads you on from the place of the sea to a land that you have not known, and your fears shall pass as your foes have passed, you shall no more be afraid. You shall sing his praise in a better place, a place that his hand has made. This is our truth tonight, my friends. God will deliver us from every trouble. God will deliver us from every Red Sea moment of our lives. The beauty of Psalm 77 is that God will be with us in every trouble. In the midst of a raging sea, talks about troubled waters or storms, we won't always feel it. But God's footprints and handprints and fingerprints may be nowhere to be seen or felt. And so sometimes we're confounded by that. But our faith tells us God will always be with us. And God will bring us to the other side of that Red Sea. Psalm 77 is a good teaching psalm. Cry out to the Lord in your troubles. Pray, lament, complain to the Lord. And when you do, know this. When you complain to the Lord, know this. God shows up. God shows up when we're miserable. God shows up in the stormy, cloudy, thunderous days. God shows up when we come to a Red Sea place in our lives. This is the theme of our 3 years of Lent, walking with the Lord. God is always walking with us. Whether we see God or not, whether we feel God or not, God is always walking with us. God's saving work, always with us, is the delight of our souls. God comes to save us and give us shalom, peace. And we experience that delight because God delights in us. Life is full of cycles. There's trouble, and then there's delight. And then trouble returns, and then delight returns. Psalm 77 reminds us of this. God is with us in every moment of every cycle of our lives. Let us pray. Look into your heart, mind, and soul, and listen to the voice of God speaking to you tonight. I delight in you. I delight in you. I delight in you.